the 2004 election, by confirming the conservative stranglehold on power in Washington, made medical and reproductive privacy seem less safe. Mid-2005 polls by the Garen Hart Yang Research Group for Emily's List, a women's political organization, found 1/3 of the women who had voted for Bush in 2004 planning to back Democrats for Congress in 2006. Besides dissatisfaction over the economy and Iraq, switchers cited the Schiavo case and privacy considerations. In one question, 58% of Republican women believed government should not impose any moral or religious view on the country. The threat perceived from conservative-dominated courts gained as Bush's 2005 to 2008 nominations took the spotlight. In the early summer of 2005, 65% of Americans told Gallup that they favored appointment of a justice who would uphold Roe v. Wade, a majority that included 47% of Republicans. The same summer, a Pew Center survey asking voters whether Roe v. Wade should be overturned found 65% saying no, while just 29% said yes, although a second question spotlighted the range within the Roe upholding 65%. Among the entire sample, 35% said abortion should be generally available, 23% chose more limited, 31% said illegal except in cases of rape, incest, or saving the mother's life, and 9% said abortion should never be available. Some of the pro-Roe v. Wade majority is soft. Even so, loss of Roe v. Wade protection to new judicial appointees approved by the religious right became an increasingly tangible apprehension. Some polls even showed red states turning a little more purple, while purple states took on bluer tones. The idea of theocrats marshaling government intervention, as in the Schiavo case, struck a negative chord. Many Europeans found the confrontation hard to fathom, perceiving that in some way the United States was still locked in the religious militants and radical sectarianism that had riven 16th century and 17th century Europe, but then had faded into the Enlightenment of the 18th century. Indeed, colonial America did take in many immigrants born in or descended from those radical streams. Puritans, English, Dutch, and German Anabaptists, Mennonites, Amish, Moravians, Quakers, French Huguenots, Scottish and Scotch-Irish Covenanters. Thereafter, as Chapter 4 has discussed, the American population kept the radical and sectarian pot ever bubbling. The United States also took in large numbers of Methodist, Baptist, and other nonconformist immigrants from 19th century England, including numerous radicals. English converts won to polygamous Mormonism, and Plymouth Brethren followers of John Nelson Darby, the 19th century trailblazer for the Left Behind series. No longer, as in the 1970s and early 1980s, could the rightward movement in the early 2000s be characterized as simply one of people of faith counter-mobilizing against the disdain for religion shown by elements of secular liberalism. New forces were being interwoven. These included the institutional rise of the religious right, the intensifying biblical focus on the Middle East, and the deepening of insistence on church-government collaboration within the GOP electorate. By the 2000s, the moral counter-revolution had manifestly fallen short in some areas. Control of pornography, the sexual revolution, and the erosion of families. Divorce rates were actually highest in born-again states. Even so, the ascent of the Christian right, George W. Bush's emergence as its leader, and the surprising religification of the Republican Party shifted the relative danger away from secular excesses to the influence of the new mass power base and its motivations. We have seen the unfortunate precedents. Militant Catholicism helped undo the Roman and Spanish empires. The Calvinist fundamentalism of the Dutch Reformed Church helped to block any 18th century Dutch renewal, and the interplay of imperialism and evangelicalism led pre-1914 Britain into a bloodbath and global decline. The possibility that something similar could propel the United States into war in the Middle East, and that once again God would decline to rescue His chosen people, is the precedent that needs to be kept in mind. In the meantime, though, there are plenty of people in the financial community who have their own considerable worries about a different kind of Armageddon.